Today on the Travel Guys.
In the news, Texas lawmakers say that you can't get groped anymore at the Texas airports. How disappointing. And your birth certificate can get you a hotel discount in the president's home state.
Road reporter Clayton Whitehead joins us live in studio for our travel roundtable. Your calls are invited, and we've got ice cream to give away.
In a special Just One Man's Opinion, Mark's going to tell us why one of his favorite airlines is no more.
At 2:45 in our entertainment segment, we talk about the Sacramento Opera, past, present, and most importantly, future.
All that and more today on the Travel Guys.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. I'm a traveling man.
Hit the road, Jack.
Riding on the city of New Orleans.
Yes, I'm on Route 66.
That's entertainment. Go on with the show.
And welcome. It's fabulous Sunday. It's rainy, hail today, and time for another edition of the
Travel Guys.
Ask
the people up in Lake Tahoe if they think it's a fabulous Sunday. Yeah. What up? Did you get hailed on this morning?
I did, yeah.
So you can imagine what it's like up there. They're trying to do a good Lord.
I knew yesterday that this event wasn't going to happen. All I can tell you is that, you know, Truckee can be proud of probably one of the most spectacular Amgen bike races that didn't happen ever in Truckee.
Yeah.
Or, for that matter, the North Shore.
I was reading about the history of Truckee on the way home from Chicago last night, 2.5 hours late. Thank you, United Airlines. But we won't go into that because that would be rude. But I was reading about the history of Truckee. That's really a very interesting town.
You know, if you haven't been to Truckee lately, you haven't been to Truckee.
You haven't been to Truckee. Yes, yes sir.
All right. We've got a great show ahead of us, folks. Thanks for tuning in. And as always, at the top of the program, we get you up to date on what's been going on in the world of travel with the travel news. Let's call on the Mark Hoffman trio now as we go to Mark now and an update on the travel news. Mark?
Hey, kind of a quiet week for travel news, which sometimes is a good thing. Oil prices dropped a little bit, so that might mean that we won't have even those fuel surcharges might start to come down a little. The government has approved the Southwest AirTran merger. All that's left is to cross the T's and dot the I's. The Department of Justice approves Southwest acquisition of AirTran, setting the stage for the two airlines to merge operations. This is perhaps good news for those who fly from Sacramento, because we are likely to have more Southwest service to more cities. But is Southwest losing the special touch that made them a different and better airline? Stay tuned for my Just One Man's Opinion after the news at the bottom of the hour for more on Southwest. Pack your birth certificate and get a discount at Hawaii's Aqua Hotels. Hawaii-based Aqua Hotels and Resorts is offering a 15% discount off its best available rates to guests who produce a copy of their own birth certificate, long form or otherwise, from any country. At check-in, that's good through October. Good through August the 4th, which is the president's birthday, at all Aqua Hawaii properties except the Hotel Lanai. So you remember that, all of the to-do that, and finally the president has issued his long, shown his long term. So these guys have, I think that's kind of a cool, what a great promotional idea.
Tremendous.
Bring your birth certificate. All right. In Phoenix this morning, an American Airlines flight headed for Chicago was forced to return to Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport after the pilot reported smoke in the cockpit this morning. An airport spokesperson says the flight 1172 landed safely and returned to the gate. The MD-80 was carrying 145 passengers. American's website shows the flight departed at 10:01 Mountain Standard Time. The airport said the pilot reported the emergency 6 minutes later. They returned to the gate. They have fixed the airplane and sent it on its way. I just want to ask you, Tom, if I fly a lot. Yeah. I believe in airplanes. You know, obviously sure. They don't fall out of the sky. Yes. But if one went back to the gate because there was smoke in the cockpit, I'm not sure I'm getting back on that same airplane.
You know, I think I don't know if you're entitled to, but I think I would request a different.
I'm not sure what I would do in that situation, but I'm just from a distance. From Austin, Texas, comes the news that the Texas House of Representatives late Thursday. Now, this is the House of Representatives in Texas. Approved a bill that would make invasive pat-downs at Texas airports a crime. After a former Miss USA said she felt molested at the DFW airport last month, TSA agents could be charged with a misdemeanor fine, face a $4,000 fine, and 1 year in jail under the measure. The proposal would classify any airport inspection that, quote, touches the anus, sexual organ. Can you say that on the
yeah,
radio, buttocks or breast.
It's a technical term.
I see. Of another person, including through the clothing or touches the other person in a manner that would be offensive to a reasonable person, will be an offense of sexual harassment. TSA spokesperson Louis Casanova said he could not comment on pending legislation. He said just 3% of the traveling public is subject to pat-downs.
Louis Casanova.
The bill has to go to the Texas Senate for a vote, and then, of course, the governor, Rick Perry, who is kind of an interesting character, would have to sign it. So that's the gentleman who's succeeding from the union sometime soon. So anyways, Miss USA felt molested.
Yeah, no comment.
Where can you go with that? Our July 4th fair is about to fall a bit. This is shaping up to be the most expensive summer ever for air travel. Fares could surpass the previous record average of $359 3 years ago. But the airlines are growing nervous that higher fares will drive away passengers. So those who dared to follow the traditional guidelines for booking summer flights are about to be rewarded with lower fares. According to the online travel site Travelocity, the so-called sweet spot for booking is generally 6 to 7 weeks ahead of a major holiday weekend. By this model, airfares for July 4th, for example, should start falling around May 19th and go back up around May 25th. How interesting.
Mm-hmm.
6 to 7 weeks. We might have to ask Ed Perkins when he's on next week, our consumer guy, if he's ever noticed, or Ben, even if he's ever noticed anything about that.
I think we should poke around at those sites and kind of track it and see how that works.
Travelocity says that they've crunched the airfare data from previous years and that people who were booking more than 7 weeks out paid an average of $348 per round trip, and people who booked between 6 and 7 weeks out paid $326. So that's roughly about a 5% savings. I'm not sure that it's going to change anybody's life.
And why does this happen?
They didn't offer any. They are just offering the fact that their research shows, and I'm guessing here's what it is, Tom. The airlines are hoping for the big box on the display floor. If they're not getting it, then they start adjusting the fares on the routes that need adjusting. So, and airlines, you know, now it used to be 7 days in advance, 14 days in advance, 21 days in advance. You find a plane that's empty and you can go on 2 or 3 days ahead of time and you're going to get a very reasonable fare because the airline is trying to fill that aircraft. And we've got actually some more information on that coming up later. So that is the travel news for today, Mr. Romano.
All righty. Coming up next here on the Travel Guys and Entertainment Radio program, we're going to revisit something we spoke about a week ago, and that is your favorite hotels and why. And that's coming up next right here on the Travel Guys on News Talk 1530 KFVK. We're back. It's the Travel Guys and Entertainment Radio program on News Talk 1530 KFBK. I'm Tom Romano along with Mark Hoffman from Sports Leisure Travel. And along with him right here on my right, Clayton Whitehead, also from Sports Leisure Vacations. Did I say travel?
You did say travel, but that's all right. It is a frequent. That was the name of our company till 10 years ago. 10, yeah. 11 years ago, we were Sports Leisure.
I thought
Leisure
I was
travel.
Over that, though.
Yeah, well, you know. Hey, listen, a couple things we always want to point out to you on our website. We've always got something neat and interesting. So when you tune into the Travel Guys, if you're near a computer, you're at home, you're lounging around on a Sunday, go to travelguysradio.com. For example, today you'll see the story. The New York taxi cabs have selected a new taxi cab. It's the taxi of tomorrow. And where better to get new taxi cabs in New York City? Also, there's another article there, 10 best cruise lines for solo travelers. So if you're traveling by yourself, it can be rather expensive. There's some really good tips there. There's the ultimate guide to frequent flyer programs and also things to do from Sacramento. Was it Sacramento365.com?
Mm-hmm.
Is all listed there. So you can find all of that cool, neat stuff on TravelGuysRadio.com. Last week, we talked about what was your favorite hotel chain. And we took votes from people on air, and we took votes from folks online, and we'll post those. That's going to run through this week, and then we'll post the results for you online. So we encourage you to give us a call at 921-1530 or 1-800-834-1530 and tell us what is your favorite hotel or hotel chain. And we have some free ice cream from Cold Stone Ice Cream to give to our first three or four callers. Who give us a call, 921-1530, 1-800-834-1530. What is your favorite hotel chain and why? We would love to hear from you. Mr. Clayton Whitehead, how nice to have you back in town.
Thanks, Mark and Tom. It's great to be here.
And so what's your favorite hotel chain, Mr. White? You stay in a hotel every once in a while?
Yeah, about 200 nights a year I'm in a hotel, and I have to say the Hilton family is my favorite.
Yeah.
I like it because they have so many brands. They have the bargain brand, Hampton Inn, free breakfast, can't go wrong there, all the way up to free chocolate chip cookies at DoubleTree, mm-hmm. yum, Embassy Suites, cocktail party at night, and then, of course, their flagship Hilton's.
Yeah, so do you have a particular favorite among all of those?
Oh, well, the top of their line is their Waldorf Astoria brand, and I'm really partial to the old Hotel Roosevelt in downtown New Orleans.
So you do have a favorite.
Yeah, it is so nice.
Yeah, you know, and see, Clayton is such a connoisseur of hotels, and now I'm going to stand here and tell you that I spent the last three nights in the Times Square Hilton, which is a little hotel on 42nd Street on Times Square in New York.
Another favorite of mine.
It's a very nondescript hotel, but very much a favorite of mine. Has a nice gym, pleasant, perfect location, really nice staff. We've been doing business with them for a few years, so the bellman know me by name, and it's really easy to get. By the way, I've got a great lead. We have to post this on our website of a man who can take you to the airport in New York City and give you a nice ride, and you won't die along the way. So you think Hilton? You like the Hilton family?
I'm a Hilton man.
Ah, okay. We have Bruce with us here in Rio Oso. Can we get Bruce on there? He's still on the phone with.
While we're waiting for Bruce to be available.
There we go. There we got Bruce.
Okay,
there's Bruce.
Go for it.
Hey, Bruce.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, pretty good. What's your favorite hotel chain, buddy?
I like Hilton because they have Embassy Suites, Hilton. It seems like anywhere you go in a big or small town, they seem to have some type of hotel in there.
So you and Clayton are pretty much in the same boat there. Are you a member of their frequent guest program?
I use their Hilton Honors American Express card to get points, and it works out pretty good. And it seems like wherever we go with the wife and kids, they always have a nice, clean hotel. And I love both the wife and kids, and I love Embassy Suites a lot. So we always try to stay there when we're going someplace.
Do you find that one of the Hilton chain is more family friendly than others?
You know, Embassy Suites is best for us because the Hilton sometimes are a little bit too fancy, but Embassy Suites, the kids like having the breakfast made. Me and my wife like to have a beer, a glass of wine in the evening, and you have a suite, so, you know, the parents have room themselves and the kids have room. It just works really good for families, I think.
Yeah, you can lock the kids in the back and watch TV in the front. Bruce,
yeah.
hold on. Thanks for calling. Thanks for being a listener. Hold on the phone for a moment, and we'll get you a little treat. You can take the kids out to Cold Stone, okay?
Oh, thank you.
Sure, hold on just a second. All right. Mr. Thomas, have we asked you this question about what's your favorite hotel?
I think you did last week. You know, here again, I'm a big fan of the Sheraton chain. And it really doesn't matter. I mean, here again, if you go to the Sheratons or the Wynn Hotels, which is part of that same group, Wynn in Vegas is really, really nice.
Uh-huh.
Like the Sheraton resorts in Orlando. There's one there called the Vizcaya, which is my favorite, and that might be because I'm a timeshare member there. You got to go with where you own a timeshare.
You listen to
we don't even want to get into why I have a timeshare and probably how little it's worth. Okay?
You are listening to the Travel Guys with Mark Hoffman, Tom Romano. Clayton Whitehead is in studio with us today.
I do have a question for both of you guys,
okay,
because you have traveled so many places for so long, and we'll start with you, Clayton. If you could own a hotel, or if you could start a hotel chain, what would it be like based on, you know, not so much when you take people on tours with the company, but you personally to stay, what is it that you think that you're looking for and that you think that individual business travelers and vacationers would enjoy? What would your hotel be like?
I think speed is what everyone enjoys.
Speed.
Because time is money.
Okay.
One time in my 20 years of escorting tours, one time I had a general manager walk out upon my arrival and hand me a stopwatch and turn it on. And he said, if all the bags are not delivered to all of your guests' rooms within 60 minutes, it's on me. And I've never forgotten that. I've always thought, if I ever have a hotel, I'm going to have a stopwatch for everything, for the speed of luggage delivery, for the speed of room service check-in. And if they can't do it fast, then I don't have to pay.
Okay. I remember one time we were in a small somewhere in the Midwest. I would say Upper South. I'm gonna say Kentucky-ish area. We stopped at a Red Roof Inn, which is not a hotel chain that our company uses on a regular basis. It tends to be somewhat budget oriented, and but boy, they came out and they rolled out a red carpet. Now, I've been in the travel business for 30 years, mm-hmm. and this has only happened three or four times. And you know what that told me? It told me we are really happy that you're here. Now, obviously, it would be different for individual guests or something like that. But, yeah, Clayton's right. Speed, being able to check in fast. I when I get to a hotel, I don't want to stand in line for 1 minute or 2 minutes or 3 minutes or 4 minutes waiting for my room keys.
And my time is money.
Yeah.
So give me the stopwatch. And let them be accountable for it.
And what other amenities are you looking for? What about check-in time? Does that matter to you?
Oh,
check-out
absolutely.
Time?
Well, the biggest frustration for me, too, at check-in is when I tell the hotel what time we're going to be there and ask them to have all the room keys ready. And remember, when I'm checking in, it's often 20, 25 rooms. And they just look at me and go, oh, really? You're here? Oh, let us start making the keys slowly.
Josephine, are you there with us on the line?
What?
Are you there?
Yes,
of course you're there. You just answered me. Josephine says that the DoubleTree is her favorite hotel. Josephine, if you could build your very own hotel, what would be the first thing that you would make sure it had?
Nothing but good service and just everything good about it. What happened is, okay, I'm blind, and we just had a conference here at the DoubleTree.
Uh-huh.
Three nights, whatever. And the DoubleTree is huge. It is so big. Mm-hmm. The staff there provided good volunteers from all areas to help us there. Well, and some people had guide dogs, and there were about 300 people that attended, and it was wonderful. The people there, the staff was good, the dining areas were good, everything was good.
And this is the DoubleTree Hotel here in Sacramento?
Yes, down here on, what's that?
Yeah, over by Arden Fair.
Yes, yes, and it was very clean, you know, and I appreciate that.
Well, what a nice thing. How nice of you to call in and share that with all of our listeners and stuff like that. It's nice to know that a local hometown hotel rose to the occasion. Josephine, hang on the line there, and we've got a little Cold Stone ice cream treat for you.
All righty.
All right. Thank you for being a listener. We are up against the bottom of the news here with, yes, Mr. Romano.
I was just going to say, coming up on the other side of the news, after we find out about the Amgen tour that didn't happen, we're going to have Just One Man's Opinion.
Just One Man's Opinion. You will not want to miss this one.
Mark, we got a special guest coming up at about 45. Who are we going to have on board?
Rod Gideon's the general director of the Sacramento Opera, is here live.
Oh, we'll be back with all that and more. We are the Travel Guys, Mark, Tom, and Clayton, today on News Talk 1530 KFBK.
Welcome back to the Travel Guys Entertainment Radio program here on News Talk 1530 KFBK. I'm Tom Romano, and we have these now and then because he just can't contain himself, and that is the JOMO, as we know it here, Just One Man's Opinion. It's time for Just One Man's Opinion, and I want to remind you the opinions expressed by the commentator are his and do not reflect the opinion of this station, its staff, management, advertisers, or for that matter, anyone else. Here's Mark Hoffman.
For those of you who have listened to this show since its beginning know I have a tendency to be tough on the airlines. I cut them no slack because, frankly, they cut the traveling public very little in return. The airlines have created an adversarial relationship with their customers in almost every situation. Flying isn't fun and glamorous like it was years ago, many lament. It's like a bus in the air. One airline has always been a little better than the rest when it came to serving its customers. Southwest Airlines, born in Texas to combat high fares on short intrastate routes, made fun of their competition, and rightfully so, because in many ways Southwest was better. If you canceled a Southwest ticket, you could use the funds on a ticket for anyone for a year from the original date of purchase. But that rule has changed now. Not that you'd know it from the smokescreen Southwest threw up. They're getting alarmingly good at diverting your attention from the true issue. Like in the example I just noted. Now when you cancel a ticket on Southwest, the funds can only be used by the original traveler. But the airline spent perhaps millions of dollars in their television ads the last few months touting the fact that they don't charge change fees like the other carriers. In all fairness, that's true. Southwest doesn't charge a change fee. But the commercials were strangely timed to run just when the rule was changing to make those canceled funds harder to use. Smoke and mirrors, I think they call it. Don't look at the man behind the curtain. Another example, Southwest doesn't charge baggage fees. When other carriers started charging for checked bags, Southwest didn't. Still doesn't. Once again, a deluge of commercials reminded us that the low fare carrier didn't even charge for your bags. Wow, the lowest fare and free baggage. What a deal it was. The key word here is was. As fall turned to winter, Southwest fares started to change. They weren't going lower, they were going higher. Bags were no longer free. Southwest had discovered a huge advantage with free bags and realized they didn't have to have the lowest fares and let you have free baggage. So the fares started to creep up. Perhaps creep is not the word. Shoot up is a better description. So now the low fare carrier is not so low fare anymore. Remember recent years when Southwest used to brag about being the on-time airline and having the fewest number of lost bags among their competitors. You don't hear Southwest touting their on-time or lost bag record anymore, do you? You know why? Because they aren't on time so much anymore, and bags, yeah, they're getting misplaced more often. At Southwest ticket counters, you used to breeze in the airport doors, skip through the line, zip your bag, get your bag tag and boarding pass, and head upstairs. Except now Southwest has cut counter agent staff at airports to a minimum. People stand in line to check in while numerous check-in kiosks go unmanned. Time lost. Service not what it used to be. People notice. Times change. So do companies. So do customer loyalties. And travelers change, share their thoughts like they never did before, online, on the plane, on the street. We're Southwest Airlines, and we're trying to make a buck just like the rest of them, even if we have to start up the smoke machine to do it. Have an opinion on flying Southwest Airlines? You can call us at 921-1530 or go online to TravelGuysRadio.com. We would love to hear your story.
Tune in next week and find out if Mark's, the bolts on Mark's seat on Southwest have been loosened. And there you have just one man's opinion.
Well, yeah. I didn't think it was fair. You know, I wrote that 6 weeks ago.
Yep. And nothing's changed.
I didn't think it was fair to, you know, the day that I was going to run that the day after the hood came off the airplane, and I thought that would be piling on. So I didn't do that. But, you know, Clayton, you fly Southwest. It's different, right?
It's very, very different. They have the commercial saying they've cut the red tape, but I'm seeing a lot more red tape. And here's a case in point. I just flew back and forth to Salt Lake. Could have gone direct on Southwest. Could have gone direct on Delta, but I went United to save $100.
Well, and you see, there you go. Of course, you're becoming somewhat of a Miles fiend, too. You need to stop listening to Ben. He's been listening to Ben, and now he's figuring out all these ways to connive extra miles. Mm-hmm. You know what? I'm stuck in Chicago last night. For those who don't listen to the show regularly, we're referring to Ben Schlappick, who is our mileage guru and is on with us every few weeks. And so I'm stuck in the Chicago airport last night, and I couldn't remember the name of the website that you could go on to check available seats, because I wanted to see if I got stuck, how I could get here in the morning in time for the show. And so I send onemileatatime.com. I said, Ben, if you're out there, I need some help. I didn't hear from him until I landed in Sacramento. Why? Because he was on a plane.
Of course.
Yes, the airlines, the situation is not what it used to. You know, there's not enough help. Nobody has enough help anymore. You check into a hotel. Last week, we were talking, people love Hampton Inns. Obvious, that was very apparent last week. But, you know, you go and you check into a Hampton Inn after 5 or 6 o'clock in the evening, there's only one person on duty, maybe in the whole hotel.
And they're answering the phone. And they're handing out towels.
Yeah, and they're taking care of little other problems and things like that. And so trust me, when you get that $89 or $99 rate instead of the $139 rate, there is a significant service difference. And if you can get past that, then that's great that you've saved that money. And if not, why then maybe you got to look for another. The other thing I've also noticed with hotel pricing, the parent hotels have gone up significantly in price. The Marriotts and the Hiltons and the Sheratons have now gone back to where they were a couple of years ago. So there's a significant price differential now between a Marriott and a Courtyard, whereas for a while with the economy, we were seeing those two brands right up against each other price-wise. So you can't get the bargains in hotels. Yes, Mr. Romano?
No, I'd just let you finish your line.
The bargains in hotels are not as plentiful as they were. And witness the fact that the jobs report the last few months has shown that the hospitality industry is hiring. So I would suggest to you it's going to be a good summer for the I'm not a stock guru, but that's maybe an area where this summer and then today we see that people are putting off other purchases in order to be able to go on vacation.
Okay, you two travel gurus here in the room. Number one, what's the best way to shop for an airline ticket?
Kayak.com.
Absolutely.
www.kayak.com. They won't try to sell you anything. It's just a search engine.
Yeah, and all they do is compare all of the – and you can narrow your search. You can ask for one airline or all the airlines or multiple stops or what time of the day you want to leave. And they will tell you everything that's available, and they're not selling – they will be happy to direct you to a site to buy the ticket, and I'm sure somehow they're into that. But I agree with him. That's the number one place to go, kayak.com.
Hotels, same question.
I go to the hotel website because most of the hotels guarantee now that, that their rates are the best rates you can find. And I'm not interested. I'm a points guy. I want, you know, I'm a loyalty guy. And I'm not interested in going to Priceline.com and offering $75 and seeing what I get. Now, that works for a lot of people. Maybe someday we should we have solicit some phone calls. We don't have time today, but from people who regularly use Priceline or Hotels.com. Have you ever used that, Clayton?
I've checked it out a couple of times, but never booked anything. I end up going to the Hilton website.
And yet I know a friend who bid $50 a night in Los Angeles last year for a 30-night stay in downtown Los Angeles and got the Marriott. Because they wanted $1,500, so there you go. All right.
You're listening to the Travel Guys and Entertainment here on News Talk 1530 KFBK. Who do we have standing by, Clayton?
We have Rod Gideons, the general director of the Sacramento Opera.
Ah, we're going to entertain the Travel Guys, become the entertainment guys right after this timeout. We are listening to News Talk 1530 KFBK.
Ah, you can tell by the sound of the music we are segueing into the entertainment portion of the Travel Guys and Entertainment Radio program. Heard every 2 to 3 here on News Talk 1530 KFBK. I'm Tom Romano along with Mark Hoffman from Sports Leisure Vacations.
Hey, before Clayton introduces our entertainment guest for today, I want to remind folks very quickly, TravelGuysRadio.com, all kinds of neat stuff. First of all, links to things that are on the show. Also, there's a section called Cool Stuff. Scroll down on the right side. Talks about the new New York taxi cabs, best cruise lines for solo travelers, ultimate guide for frequent flyer programs, things to do in Sacramento. That's every week. You should go there. You're going to see some really neat stuff that has to do with travel.
And one of those links is www.sacopera.org. Very happy to have Rod Gideons, the general director of the Sacramento Opera, in the studio today. Welcome.
Good afternoon. Thanks for the invitation.
So the Sacramento Opera found it necessary to cancel its spring productions. What happened?
Well, the last 2 years, you may recall, we entered into an economic downturn, and that had a huge effect on us. The majority of our people that buy our tickets use their discretionary income for the most part. And so as their discretionary income diminished, so did their tendency to buy tickets. And it wasn't just for our company alone. A lot of the performing arts, professional performing arts in Sacramento have suffered as well. And so what we noticed was that even for our warhorse productions like La Boheme or Tosca or La Traviata, we began to see we're not hitting their budget marks. And so we began to scratch our heads and trying to figure out what in the world is causing all of this. And then when we came into this particular fiscal year back in November, our first production of the season was Handel's Orlando, which we were rather excited about because we hadn't done Baroque repertoire for this company in the past, but it fell way short of its box office goal. Our subscription sales were down by 30%, so we decided, when I say we, the board and staff, and decided we needed to stop and get this figured out. So that's exactly what happened. So we postponed our spring productions, and we've been using this time to restructure the company, develop a new business model. One of the things that we've worked with for way too long now is that 65% of our income came from box office sales. And so when those began to plummet, it really had an effect on the overall budget of the company. We laid off a lot of people, and that was probably the toughest thing that we had to do, and took cuts in payroll. But we believe we have a plan now that will allow us to move forward.
Well, that's awesome. I mean, the past is past. Let's talk about the future. How does the company plan to move forward into this new season?
Well, one of the big steps, hurdles that we had to cross was on the 12th, we had set by 5 p.m. we needed to reach 122,000 in individual gifts, pledges and gifts, in order for the board to feel comfortable in moving the company forward. So much of what we do, we have to pay up front. We have no cash reserves. We have no endowment. So the board needed to have some kind of corpus, some kind of money that they felt that they could rely upon in order to get us into next season.
And I understand you've not only met your goal, but
we met that goal and exceeded it.
Awesome.
Had 135,000 come in, so we're now at 77% of our individual goal for the coming season. Very, very good development.
So, Rob, it sounds like that folks do want opera to be part of the arts in Sacramento.
Well, the point I'd like to make is that there are absolutely no city, county, state, federal monies in that, no corporate monies. That all came from individuals. So we felt like it was a resounding vote for for us to move forward.
Kind of a vote of confidence,
yes,
I guess.
Sir.
If you're looking for, and listen, this is, you're not the only guy with this same story to tell. Tom and I sit here week after week, and one of the reasons that we're dedicating part of this program to the arts community is because we know that everybody's in the same boat right now. There are not enough discretionary dollars to go around, and everybody's trying to be magical and creative and stuff. So I mean, it's encouraging to hear that you've the ship was taking on water, but you figured out how to plug the leak.
And Rob, I imagine this means that there are benefits to ticket buyers and opportunity, those that would like to purchase packages and be a part of the program. Now you perhaps have opportunities to benefit from special programs at maybe some reduced rates if they buy in early?
They certainly can do that. Whenever one donates to an organization, we have just a whole list of perks, so to speak, that we can offer. But there is a cost for those perks, and so they wouldn't be able to fully deduct the amount that they donated. So we give them an option. You can collect your perks, or you can choose to take the full amount.
Sounds like a frequent flyer program with lots of choices.
That's exactly what we were talking about before, choices, yes.
So, Rye, we have just a couple minutes left. What's next? Tell us about the rest of the season.
Well, the new season, very excited to announce, we'll be doing Opera at the Cathedral on October the 6th, 7:30 p.m. It's a Thursday night at the Cathedral of the Blessed Sacrament, an evening of arias, duets, trios, quartets. We'll have some of our principal singers from the season. Maestro Michael Morgan, who is going to be our music director this year, is going to be conducting from the piano. And then in November 19th and 20th, we have Pagliacci by Leoncavallo. We've not done that in many years. It's one of the tried and true works in the rep. And then we'll close the season in February 24 and 26 with Verdi's Rigoletto. It's a great Italian season.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being with us, Rod.
And a reminder that, folks, if you're interested in more information on the opera, go to TravelGuysRadio.com. You'll see right there the link for the Sacramento Opera, and it'll take you right to their website. And if you would like to, just because they made their goal doesn't mean that they wouldn't take another donation or seven.
We're only 77% there, so
that's,
we still have a bit.
That's
rate.
It. So if you like opera and you want to see it happen, as many people obviously have made that known, it's time. Are you an opera fan, Tom?
Absolutely. Especially the Italian operas. I'm going to make this part of my destinations for sure.
I refuse, even though
they might be recognized in the audience, I will not get up and sing.
I'm kind of an opera man myself. It's called baseball, but that's a different sort of opera. Thank you, Rob, for coming in. We really appreciate it.
It's been a pleasure.
All right, moving on with the travel guys in the last few minutes. I know we got some business to do. Mark, what do you have for me?
We do. Well, okay, first of all, let's see. We talked about the cool things on our website at TravelGuysRadio.com. Go and check that stuff out, especially if you are a single traveler getting ready to buy a cruise package. Go there. There is a special article that you might want to read. Starting next week, a couple of features that are going to be a regular part of this program. Be a smarter traveler. We've got a lot of consumer reporters and tips for folks, and we're going to kind of organize that into a section called Be a Smarter Traveler. We'll have that section on our website starting next week. So you will be able, every week when you tune into the Travel Guys, we're going to have something that's going to make you a smarter traveler. We have a couple of lucky travel club winners from the Sports Leisure Travel Club. Today's winners are Ralph Bunn, 26794 is Ralph's membership number, or LEK, 41092. Ralph Bunn or LEK, if you are listening, call the Sports Leisure office Monday or Tuesday to claim your $100 in tour cash. Next week on the Travel Guys, what do you think we have next week, Tom?
Let's see. Well, I know we're going to have some special guests from the Sacramento Jazz Festival.
We are.
They will be joining us.
And some chance to win some tickets.
We will have tickets to give away to the Sac Jazz Festival. 88 bands, 22 venues, everything from rock and roll to traditional jazz this year. It'll be a great interview. You'll want
perhaps
to be
there for that. Perhaps since the Pony Express and the Transcontinental Railroad, the thing that Sacramento is most known for. We talk about arts and in our city.
Absolutely. And here again, something that has had had some rough years and has made some changes, but all for the better.
Absolutely. So, and we hope that the weather will get a little better next week for you.
Yeah, I think we're, you know.
Too bad for
knows.
The Amgen guys. I mean, for those of you who haven't heard, the race out of Tahoe got canceled today, and they're hoping that tomorrow they'll be able to start from Squaw Valley. Aaron is going to have more news, and we're going to have updates for that for you throughout the rest of the afternoon. Okay, next week on the Travel Guys, consumer reporter Ed Perkins will join us and give you insight on the world of cruising. Are those all you can drink deals on board. Really a good deal. Ed will be here to tell you. And Kelly Brothers is going to stop by to announce a new sports vacation package he is planning with our company, Sports Leisure Vacations, to Chicago for Labor Day weekend. I'll give you a little hint. If you're a Notre Dame football fan, you will want to be tuned in next week to hear what Kelly has to say. Also, we promised a couple of theater reviews this week on two hot new shows in New York, Sister Act and The Book of Mormon, and those will have to hold off until next week. So if you're getting ready to go to New York, you're getting ready to buy some theater tickets, we've got some wisdom for you next week.
Where are you heading out on the road to next, Clayton?
Oh, well, gosh, a week from today, I'll be sunning myself on some beach or rooftop in Spain.
Oh, gee.
Oh.
I think last year about this time we did a phone thing.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I called in from Sevilla. Mm-hmm. Yeah, about this time last year.
And so you're headed back. What part of Spain?
It starts and ends in Madrid, because that's what the plane tickets say.
I see. Tom, you will be doing your afternoon on the...
Join me weekdays 3 to 7 on Classic 93.1, classic hits of the 70s and 80s. And, of course, join us right here next week, 2 to 3, for another episode of The Travel Guys.
I am Mark Hoffman. Remember, we are The Travel Guys. An hour a week is all we ask. See you next Sunday at 2 o'clock.